David Preisler, CEO, Minnesota Pork Producers Association.
Dave, let's begin with your reaction to the Chinese tariffs on U.S. pork imports, a 25% tariff, and what this means to pork producers in the state and nationally.
Well, like, first of all, we're really disappointed that that there can't be resolutions on these trade issues that, you know, are done across the table and having dialogue about them. And the other piece is that, I mean, at this point, it appears that, it's not only pork and other things that have been on the table, but also a list of possibly up to 250 other products. It's our understanding that those, you know, none of those tariffs have gone into place yet, but yet that threat may remain. And I think we've been really consistent in saying that, you know, these tit-for-tat sort of trade wars don't help anyone. And so we're obviously disappointed, and where, unfortunately, this has been. We have seen some softness in the market over the last couple of weeks, I think, in anticipation of some of this, unfortunately. But, our hope is that level heads get together and try and negotiate these things out, rather than getting into trade wars.
Dave, what is the level of frustration of pork producers right now with the Trump administration, looking at what's taken place now with China, also the ongoing uncertainty related to NAFTA and backing out of TPP? I mean, it seems like the hits kind of keep coming.
Well, you know, it's kind of a tale of two cities. I mean, there's been, you know, some pretty incredibly positive things that have happened with the administration on the regulatory standpoint, to really bring some common sense to the regulatory side. But then really balanced with the pretty incredible disappointment on the trade issues. If we look at our largest export markets for U.S. pork, and by the way, we export about 28% of all we produce in this country. You know, first of all, it's Mexico, followed by Japan, then Hong Kong, China, Korea, and Canada. So as we look at all of those, the only country that's been kind of exempt or not talked about with some sort of trade issue with this administration is Japan. Otherwise, all the rest of the countries have been. And so I think that's just really disappointing as we look at trying to bring dollars back into rural communities, because that's really what it's all about, is that, you know, if we're exporting out of this country, in our case pork, those dollars do flow back to rural communities and do good things there. And I think that's really the disappointment on the trade front. You know, but again, it's really a tale of two cities. The regulatory side has been excellent. A lot more common sense has been brought about there. But the trade side has to say it's been less than helpful would be really generous.
In looking at the timing of these likely Chinese tariffs, is there any kind of a silver lining, knowing that we're going into a season of high demand here, the spring, summer months with grilling, as opposed to, say, something like this occurring in the fourth quarter when you have a lot of supply and maybe demand goes down a little bit? Could that help soften the blow some?
Well, I think part of it, though, is as we look at primarily what China imports are pieces of the pig that we don't eat in this country. You know, so it's ears, tails, feet, organ meat. So again, they're utilizing pieces of that pig that we just really don't eat here. The other piece, though, too, as we look at it, is that China probably was not going to be the greatest market for us in general this year, because there's some overproduction and kind of depressed prices on the pig side within China right now anyway. I don't think that there was necessarily going to be, you know, a growth market that we were looking at within China this coming year. And other than that, you know, it's really difficult to speculate where things may go into the future. Once we kind of get Easter behind us here, which will be pretty soon, and get grilling season going, and that's certainly helpful for pork demand, get baseball going again, and we can't get there soon enough.
Anything else on the Chinese tariffs, Dave, that you want to make sure we talk about?
You know, I think we really hit the highlights of what it is. I mean, obviously, we're disappointed in these discussions. The tariffs have not gone into place yet. And hopefully cooler heads can prevail. You know, if we can just get people around the table and talking about things rather than, you know, automatically going to tariffs, which really, again, don't help anyone. As we look back into history, they've not been effective. And so that's what's really disappointing from our standpoint.